From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington temporarily blocked the nationwide ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. U.S. District Judge James Robart in Seattle ruled Friday that the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge President Trump's executive order. Bob Ferguson is Washington State Attorney General.
Judge Robart's decision, effective immediately, effective now, puts a halt to President Trump's unconstitutional and unlawful executive order.
The White House did issue a statement saying the Justice Department at the earliest possible time will file an emergency stay of this outrageous order. And shortly after, the White House issued a second statement without the word outrageous. That statement also defended President Donald Trump's executive order as lawful and appropriate. The United Nations is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal. Former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says that the United States recognizes Japan's administration in the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by the Chinese administration. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with the prime minister, and he told reporters it was important to let Japan know the U.S. commitment there. This is VOA News.